This is Jeff Roundtown, and I'm here at Blue Line Coffee Shop in Dundee, but also at Underwood Books with Emily Anderson, the owner, the manager. What are you exactly of Underwood Books?
The sole employee.
The sole employee.
Yeah.
So I wanted to chat with you because I don't know that a lot of folks know that there is this new little wonderful little delightful surprise of a bookshop in the back of a coffee shop in Dundee. So, Emily, yeah. Welcome to Jeff Roundtown.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to sit and talk with you. I know you're a busy guy, you know, going around town and all.
I'm always going around town. So you are a writer?
Sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
Secretly, yeah.
Secretly?
But definitely a reader my whole life.
Yeah.
It's funny. This is the only jobs I've ever been asked to have are to sell books. It's only happened twice, but technically that's a pattern. So originally I started as a bookseller across the street at Dundee Book Company, but
with the Wheelers.
With the Wheelers, yeah. Another author, local author. But that closed a couple of years ago, and there was just a big hole. Mm-hmm. I think for a lot of us, because it was also a community gathering space where we went and listened to authors read. But the owner of Blue Line asked me if I wanted to open a bookshop, and I was like, that's crazy, Jess. Actually, I don't think I'm going to do that. But then I thought about it for 2 years, and I changed my mind.
So this has been kind of a couple of years in the making, obviously.
Yeah, I'm a big noodler before I make bigger decisions. But yeah, I started this in end of February.
Okay.
Yeah, it's probably a secret because I am a weird millennial who is not very online.
But I don't know. I think that's kind of nice, actually.
I do, too.
Tell us a little bit about... what kind of books are you selling? Are they new, used, a little bit of both?
Great question. We'll see how long I go. Eventually, I'd love to do used books, but my goal was to kind of bring in books that I didn't see in other bookstores because I'm not really interested in competition. You know, I shop at Jackson Street for my used books, and I go to the Bookworm, and my friends work there, so I'm not, you know.
Right.
Obviously, I don't want to put anybody out of a job, not that I think
there's room, just as there are many coffee shops that are wonderful, there's always room for more books.
Exactly. I know I dream of, like, I think it was 70s, 80s New York. They had, you know, hundreds of bookstores. I would love.
Paris is still like that too. Seattle, a little bit, you know.
I dream. I think we could. I think we're on our way. You know, we've got the next chapter and like Pen and Dagger popping up kind of
Wandering
farther
Page
out.
And
Wandering Page. Yeah, even just our neighborhood.
Across the street.
Yeah, Duck Duck Bobble
Duck,
Shop.
Duck Duck, they've got some bottles exactly. and books in the basement. Yeah, it's
amazing. I just want, and then we've got the library around the corner. So it's like, I don't even want, it's probably the bad part of my business model. I just want people to read. I don't necessarily need them to buy books from me.
And are these, new books, are they all newer releases or are they?
Sure. Good question. It's probably, again, how I'm a weirdo. I think I don't get like the new hardcovers that are, you know, came out last week. They call this kind of like the backlist. So I'm going, back in time and getting titles that I think were missed.
Yeah. Leaning more literary, though, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I've definitely got literary fiction, but I think genre is kind of just a thing that maybe Barnes & Noble needed for organizing.
I kind of wish we didn't. The books.
Right. Me too.
I don't just read one particular thing.
No, me neither. And books often aren't just one particular thing, right? No. Kind of the same way people are.
Do you feel like you have to read most of the books that you sell, or at least have a pretty good idea of them?
Sure, that's a good question. I wish I could read everything.
It's hard. I have a stack of books that's probably won't. Yeah, and it keeps growing.
Me too, for my whole life.
I just love to buy them, and then like, and I love the library, but I love to. I love, there's something about that physical object.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely. And I am, this is kind of contentious, but I'm someone who writes in my book. Granted, I write with pencil in case it needs to go away, but.
And there are purists who say, don't.
There are.
But I am kind of with you. Make it's a little note in the margins.
Yeah, it's in college I learned as an English major that was a good way to be an active reader.
It is.
And so it sticks in my noggin a little longer that way.
I love it. Emily Anderson, thank you for joining me on Jeff Roundtown. And how can, do you have a website?
I do actually. I have been peer pressured by contemporary times. If you Google Underwood Books Omaha, you'll be able to find the website. Otherwise, come into Blue Line anytime it's open. The books are there too.
And you're often sitting in the back.
I'm sitting in the back. It looks kind of funny. It looks like a piano, but it's a desk.
Okay. Emily, thanks so very much.
Thanks, Jeff.